And here they are. The tanners' houses at number 10 Obere Brücke and numbers 12 and 14 Habergasse.
They've been built very close to the water.
I guess tanners' houses had to be, didn't they? Every handicraft business either has a typical location or a particular characteristic appearance, depending on its function.
Tanners needed a lot of water for rinsing and softening the hides. And afterwards they had to be hung out to dry. Well, the galleries on the first and second floors were used for that, and the high roof spaces. The workshops, on the other hand, well, they were on the ground floor. Yes. In fact, the house at number 10 Obere Brücke, or Upper Bridge, even dates from as far back as the 14th century. During the 17th century, it belonged to the widower Sebastian Kittel. Now, widowers produced soft, fine leather that was used for bags and gloves.
So let me guess, Frau Regnitz. The ordinary tanners, then, must have produced rougher, harder leather that was used for things like saddles and shoe soles, right?
Exactly. Tanners lived in the two other houses at 12 and 14 Habergasse. Now, these two houses have been built together, and there's a corridor from one to the other. Number 12 was probably originally a workshop building.
And there are supposed to be two barrel vaults in the cellar at number 14, where they stored the hides. And tanners appear to have been really devout too. There's a house chapel behind the pointed arch windows of number 10 Upper Bridge.
In fact, the Upper Bridge would be a good choice for our next stop. We can already see it from here.